The Investigator. That's what they call type 5, and I think it's a great fit. As a 5, I'm pretty fascinated by almost everything and want to learn and understand as much as I can about the world. I have a really hard time turning off my brain because there's so many ideas floating around in there all the time. Some fellow 5s are Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking, Vincent van Gogh, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Stephen King, and my personal favorite, Dr. Gregory House. Although I would argue that House is certainly at the unhealthy end of the spectrum for a 5. 5s are always searching, asking questions, and delving into things in depth. They don't accept received opinions and doctrines, but feel a strong need to test the truth. 5s are the one who, if the doctor gives them a diagnosis, they go home, they research it until they understand every aspect of it, and they have to make sure it's the right diagnosis. At least that's me. When I pull into the emergency room with my kid, I can tell the doctor every symptom, the body temperature, O2 saturation, blood pressure, and I already have a pretty good idea of what the diagnosis is going to be and the course of treatment. I've had more than one doctor ask if I was some sort of medical professional. Nope, I just love the process of learning. I love information, to dive in deep to a topic and make connections between ideas that haven't been thought of before or aren't mainstream. 5s have a relentless pursuit of knowledge. We spend a lot of time observing and contemplating and like to fully immerse ourselves in a subject and develop an intense focus on it. As we begin to internalize our knowledge, we gain a feeling of self-confidence. Knowledge is highly valued by 5s, and our identity is built around having ideas. I might say, I've been researching this topic for 30 minutes. I've just scratched the surface. As 5s, we think and think and think, and the only thing that we really don't think about is what other people think about us. There's a quote by Gregory House that the concept you have about me won't change who I am, but it can change my concept about you. However, behind this relentless pursuit of knowledge are deep insecurities about our ability to function successfully in the world. 5s often feel like they do not have the ability to do things as well as others. The basic desire of a 5 is to be capable and competent. And therefore, the biggest fear is to be helpless, useless, or incapable. As a child, many 5s feel overwhelmed by their parents, either by their demands or their burdensome personalities. As children, we found more success describing our needs in an objective manner, as our personal and emotional needs were easier to dismiss. The lost message of childhood is your needs are not a problem. We often spent a lot of time by ourselves and shied away from playing with other children, but we excelled in particular subjects and were high-achieving students. In fact, when I first heard about the Enneagram, I thought I might be a 3, the achiever, because I've always put a high value on good grades, personal excellence, and, well, achievement. 5s tend to go after easily attainable goals rather than deep passions, because we're afraid of the risk of failure. We don't care that others see us fail, but rather it disrupts our internal security and faith in ourselves that we are capable and competent, which is our basic desire. For example, I've got 25 blog posts written about a certain topic, but I'm afraid to publish that website because I have a deep fear of failure. 5s, like 4s, have vibrant imaginations that allowed us to escape reality, but can often make us highly anxious, as we can imagine new worlds and the worst possible outcome to every situation. I can see a rash on my kid's leg and go all the way to measles in my mind pretty quickly. We get so wrapped up in our minds and daydreams that people sometimes become a distraction from our inner world and vivid imagination. Moving on to wings. The 5 with a 4 wing is called the iconoclast. This is the more creative wing of 5s and combines curiosity with unique self-expression. They're whimsical and inventive and tend to lean towards the surreal and fantastic over the practical or rational side of life. This can lead them down darker roads of self-destructive pursuits. That's not me. I am very clearly a 5 with a 6 wing. In fact, I had to do some investigation, if you will, to make sure I was a 5 and not a 6. A 5 with a 6 wing is called the problem solver, and that's probably a better name even than the investigator for me. We are passionate about creating meaningful conclusions out of seemingly unrelated information. We can be somewhat prophetic in our anticipation of events and can combine innovation with shrewdness to be successful. When faced with a complex situation involving many factors, we enjoy managing all of the variables, rearranging them over and over until we are sure we have the most productive configuration. Next are the 3 instincts. My instinct as a 5 is most certainly the self-preservation instinct, which is described as an attempt to gain independence by reducing needs. I have grand, complicated schemes dreamed up in my vivid imagination of passive income through real estate, all in a pursuit of financial independence. We're highly conscious of energy expenditures, whether that be financial, physical, or any other resource. We always consider how many reserves an activity will cost us. We're labeled the truest loners of the Enneagram and are easily overwhelmed. We recharge at home and usually select a small group of loved ones to do life with. I can be extraordinarily warm, faithful, and loyal with my inner circle, but I can be pretty cold towards outsiders. I take a lot of time to make new friends, and I choose my inner circle very carefully. At the unhealthiest range, we can become shut-ins with increasingly paranoid or judgmental ideas. A 5 with a social instinct finds joy in being a specialist at something that serves or involves themselves in the lives of others, such as being the only one who can fix the computer or the car. They love secret knowledge and are energized by displaying unique wisdom. They are disinterested in routine small talk, so please, please don't make us talk about the weather, the Kardashians, or The Bachelor. It's literally painful for us. Less healthy 5s can only relate to others from a position of superiority and can find themselves caught up in endless debates just to evoke an emotion from others or interact on some level. Again, thinking about Dr. Gregory House, an unhealthy social 5 can sometimes promote radical ideas they don't even agree with simply to push others away. Then there's the sexual instinct. Those with the sexual instinct desire independence, but that clashes with their deep longing for intimacy. The sexual 5s like sharing secrets with their loved ones. They have a lot of push and pull in their relationships and are known for disappearing randomly for extended periods of time. They tend to be more talkative and outgoing than the other 5s and maintain a rich fantasy life that can manifest in seeking out the dark underbelly of society just for the sake of seeing it. But the best part is that their desire for physicality can be a healthy release from the world of their minds. When moving toward disintegration, or when they're under stress, detached 5s suddenly become hyperactive and scattered like 7s. However, when moving in their direction of integration or growth, 5s become more self-confident and decisive, like healthy 8s. Wake-up calls for 5s are withdrawing from reality into concepts and mental worlds, or fearing that they are helpless, incapable, incompetent, or purposely trying to make others feel stupid and incapable. A red flag fear is that they are never going to find a place in the world or with people. 5s manipulate by staying preoccupied and detaching emotionally from others. At their best, 5s become visionaries, broadly comprehending the world while penetrating it profoundly. We are open-minded, take things in their whole true context. We can make pioneering discoveries and find entirely new ways of doing and perceiving things. We observe everything with extraordinary perceptiveness and insight. We are mentally alert, curious, and nothing escapes our notice. We have an amazing ability to concentrate and become completely engrossed in whatever has caught our attention, which really could be anything. We attain skillful mastery of whatever interests us and are always excited by knowledge, often becoming an expert in some field, and we are highly independent. But an unhealthy five becomes reclusive and isolated from reality. They are highly unstable and fearful of aggressions. They reject others and all social attachments and get obsessed yet frightened by their threatening daydreams and imaginations, becoming horrified and delirious about their phobias. Some practices that help development for fives. First, do not insist that your outer world be quiet, but rather seek an internally quiet world through silencing your thoughts and finding connection with your physical body. This is difficult for me. I have three small children, and it can get really loud. And really loud feels overwhelming because I can't hear myself think. Meditation is great for fives to help calm the thoughts. Learn to notice when your thinking and speculating takes you out of the present reality. While a five's mental capacity can be a great gift, it can also cause you to retreat from others. Notice when you're getting too intensely involved in a project that doesn't support your self-esteem or life situation. It can become a huge distraction from what you really need to do. Second, get creative with the use of your body. Join a gym, dance, do yoga, or just take a nightly walk before bed. Any use of your body is helpful as it provides a much-needed break for your mind. Fives tend to be extremely tense and high-strung, and it can be difficult to relax. So make an effort to calm down in a healthy way. Third, speak up and make your needs known, and learn to reach out to others for help. Even what may seem like wasted time just hanging out with friends is actually a great source of fuel and rest for your mind. It's hard for a five to do something that doesn't seem productive. That seems wasteful, but it's an important part of staying healthy. Next, think about what it is that triggers your lack of self-confidence. Then, avoid improving yourself in that area. Don't go read another book about it. Go to a party with the sole intention of just listening and sharing your feelings about the world with others. Also, embrace and express your grief, especially with loved ones. Your feelings of hurt are not a burden, and if there are stories from your childhood or youth that stung you deeply, open up to a trusted confidant, be it a spouse, a good friend, or therapist. Therapy is good for fives, trust me. Fives tend to have a hard time trusting people. It's important to remember that conflicts in relationships are normal, and the healthy thing to do is work them out. Lastly, get involved in service. Get your hands on the broken, messy world so you can see you won't lose the beauty of your inner world just because you dove into the broader world around you. Fives, we are beautiful, deep individuals with a wonderful childlike curiosity. We have an open-mindedness that allows us to travel down many diverse paths and share all we've learned with those around us. We have a profound ability to change the world through innovation, and if we remain gracious and free of cynicism, we can cultivate a witty sense of humor that allows people to see the silly hypocrisies of life without that tinge of hopeless despair. Observe yourself and others without judgment or expectations. While it is your true nature to be engaged with reality, contemplating the infinite riches of the world, it's important to just sit back and observe without judgment. The mantra for the five is, "The world is good, and so am I. The world is good, and so am I."